All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
Hallelujah. 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 Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus here live on the Now Network. We're actually on the campus of Ontario Christian High School celebrating and fellowshipping with others. And what a topic to have. We're not going to be before you long, and I'm not one to cut short broadcasts, but we're actually supporting our son today. They're having a competition here for the football team, and we came out and was looking for someone to take this hour, but thus saith the Lord, that we would continue. So we want to talk about our subject tonight is fellowship like Jesus. Say that again. Fellowship like Jesus. Heavenly Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of your Son, ending in the end, the name that every knee will bow, the name that every tongue will confess, Jesus. And we ask you today, Lord, that you bless us in our relationship and in our fellowship with you, that you bless us in this broadcast, Lord, that you bless us here on this network, that as we continue to work together, as we continue to join in covenant with one another, Lord, that you be glorified, lifted up, and magnified. So we talk about you tonight through your Son. We talk about you tonight through the Holy Spirit. We talk about you through our relationship, our personal relationship with you. So we honor you. We glorify and magnify you in your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, everybody. And the church said, amen. Family, fellowship like Jesus came so directly to me because as we start to grow and as we begin to expound on the relationship, see, the relationship with God is so dynamic is that it's just like the fellowship with you, the fellowship with anyone, I must fellowship with God. See, the same principle goes to hand. Before I could ever learn to truly love, before I could really truly be a good friend, I must first learn how to be in that same position with God. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Fellowship like Jesus. If I can get you to turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 1. We're going to begin at the 5th through 10th verses. I'm going to expound a little bit on this. We're going to continue this teaching on Wednesday for Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. So we encourage you to join in as we take this to the next level, and then on Friday we'll complete it. Fellowship with him and fellowship with one another. Verse 5, this is the message which we have learned from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Oh, let's stop right there. We say that we're in fellowship with God. We say that we're in communion with God. But are we truly free from sin? Oh, yes, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But when you become a believer, you're no longer what you used to be, but you're what you are today. So now it's the Christ who lives in you, not the old man that lived on the outside of you. Come on, somebody. You better give me a hallelujah on this tonight. So now it says right there, if we say, see, you got to speak some things. A lot of us need to speak some things that are not as if it's already done. I mean, that's an easy one and a free one tonight. But some of us need to speak the things that we already know are true. Those things of God is truth. Those principles of God are truth. Those testimonies of God are truth. And we have to, as believers, be one to speak it. But he says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. See, enough is enough of us having to be told that we're lying. Enough is enough for us to tell that we're not doing the right things. It's time for you, my sister. It's time for you, my brothers, as we talk about Jesus, that we start to tell ourselves that I'm in relationship with Christ. If I say that I love Christ, I have to start to exemplify it, not by just what I talk, but what my words have exemplified by my walk. If we could talk the talk and not walk the walk, and we now are just like most people that are led on the wayside, those that are not respected anymore, and those that have dishonored God. But now we can now say we don't only just talk the talk, but we walk the walk. And then on top of that, we walk the walk so we can talk some more talk. And then we can talk the talk right now. It's not waiting for someone else to tell me stop lying. I don't need someone else to tell me to stop cheating. I don't need somebody else to tell me to stop fornicating. I don't need somebody else to tell me anything about me because you know as well as I do. I know me better than you know me and vice versa. You know you better than I will ever know you. And if we truly, truly trust God, that means that we submit to one another. Oh, I helped somebody on that one because we always say, well, I submit to God. But are you telling the truth? But when you submit to someone else, and my brother, I submit to you right now by the mercies and the holiness of God that he finds me pleasing and acceptable in his sight. But I command and commit to you that I confess my sins to my brother, that I now can be held accountable to the lies that I tell myself, and then stop me from lying to the lies that I'll tell you. We lie and do not practice the truth. Oh, family, it is most important for us as we talk about Jesus, as we live like Jesus, as we walk like Jesus, and as we learn to fellowship with Jesus, the whole continence of that is the truth. Oh, yeah, and we know the truth will hurt, but the truth sets you free. And I must continue to challenge myself. I must continue to challenge you to now challenge someone else to tell the truth. If you don't tell the truth, you are lying, and the truth is not in you. I don't care how we hide it. The truth will come out because what's done in the dark will come to the light. Watch this though. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. We lost the page. Here we go. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. Do you see how that manifestation of you giving a little bit that he, see, you, watch this. I'm going to catch you on this one. When you give a little truth, he gives a lot of cleansing. When you give a lot of what he's requiring of you, God gives all. See, he says right there that if we just walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. You know it's most important that as I tell the truth, that I prove it to you, and as you tell the truth, you prove it to me. So now we stand in agreement and say it's not our will to be done, but it's the will of God. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, he makes it so plain and simple. All you have to do is stay in the light. Now, the light changes things. And I know you're not the same that you used to be. But sometimes we get in darkness. Sometimes we want to slip back. And sometimes we want to go regress for a day, for an hour or a night. But we end up right back where we started from. See, fellowship is continual. Fellowship is consistent. Fellowship does not end or does it start. It is a full flow manifestation of the Holy Spirit that God now dwells in you because you fellowship. Oh, yeah. And as you dwell and abide in him, he'll what? Dwell and abide in you, and you have fellowship. Verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. See, even when you tell him the truth, you have to keep your mind saying that I have to fight against, watch this, I have to fight against lies. Even though I don't tell lies no more, you cannot think you graduated. There's an elevation because the enemy is here to rob, kill, and destroy you through lies, through the unwillingness to believe the truth. And it's not, watch this. This is what's so dynamic. If we say we have no sin, see, you didn't got saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and now you say you don't have sin. My sister, my brother, let me tell you now, as long as you are in that fleshly body that you dwell in, you will be tempted with sin. The flesh has been condemned to death, death through sin. Go way back to Genesis and read how the fall of man was the destruction of all flesh. It says that we have no sin, meaning you have to acknowledge all. But let me make it personal. And you know, guys, I love this. I have to acknowledge all day that our sin is one step away from me, one blink away from me, one bad decision away from me. One speeding ticket away. One wrong encounter with the wrong in person. But if I say I have no sin, I'm fooling myself. But he says we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9. If we confess our sins daily, This is something that we have to continually in my mind all day long. Am I confessing my sins before I ever committed them? When you take it, you took it now. Where's now? Now is in your mind. And don't you know the sin? Don't you know that the false, the lies? Don't you know that the deceit is in your mind? But if we convince ourselves that, oh, no, I walk in the light, and him who is the son of light comes from the father of light. And when you stand in the light, family, try it. Get a plant. I share this all the time. Get a plant, one with water. I mean, one in the sun and one underneath the table. And tell me which one grows. Then change it after 2 weeks and do the process and watch 2 weeks later, the one that was growing died and the one that got in the light came to life. See, when you walk in the light, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And we're talking about fulfilling the lust of the flesh now. And I cannot lie to myself. Am I going to sin? No. But have I? Yes, I have. Am I tempted with sin? Yes. I'm not above the law. I'm not governed that my flesh is now been taken over by my own control. Because remember, your flesh will not be back in control until God comes through the manifestation of Jesus Christ and brings us on home to that place where there's no more sin, where there's no more doubt, where there's no more worry, where there's no more lies, where there's no more deceit, and where there's no more deception. And when the Spirit of God can move like never before. See, that's that fellowship like Jesus, that we say continually stay in that position with him. I want to continually stay in that position that is no longer me. Look, watch this. I'm not trying to honor me. I'm trying to honor God. And in all of that, I can fellowship with him because he fellowships with me. And as I, watch this, work the process, he's working the process for me. And now all things work together for my good because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. Fellowship like Jesus is the subject tonight. We're not gonna open the lines up because, as I said, get out of my chair, off the field, come into a secluded area, the best place I could, and deliver this word the best way I could. And I believe God has moved because I feel that the archive tonight is gonna bless me. But I want you guys to study 1 John chapter 1, the whole chapter, and see how God has manifested his whole work through fellowship. And it's through fellowship and believing in him, fellowship and trusting in him, and fellowship and knowing that you can do what God has said you can do when you trust him. Love you guys. Honor you. But I want you to know you're beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you differently, that God has chosen you. Love you. Appreciate you. Talk to you later. Bye.